Thursday morning, I am here to report. And as I was making my way in from the NRG Media parking lot at 50th and Capitol here in the Big O, it is not raining. The rain has stopped. Some of you might have thought that that's all it does in Omaha now, is just rain and rain and rain. I don't think the sun is going to come out, but we got no rain. The rain has stopped. It's rained for 2 days. It's reminded people of, you want to live in the Pacific Northwest? You like a little Portland, like a little Seattle, like a little Eugene, Corvallis, Pullman? It has stopped raining. I mean, that's a big moment. Like, if you're a local television station, don't you break into programming?
And Channel 7 is running a scroll.
It has stopped raining. Return to regularly scheduled activities. It is a Thursday. Jacob Padilla is going to join us at the top of the hour. The timing is great with having Jacob on the show because his two of his main beats for Hail Varsity were in action last night. Nebraska basketball for the 21-22 season made their debut. Beat Peru State. No one will remember what the score is. You'll remember some of the stuff that happened and then quickly move on because it is exhibition season. But I think there are some takeaways from last night that we'll get into with Jacob. And then something happened at the Devaney Center that doesn't normally happen. Somebody rolled into the Devaney Center wearing red and swept the home team. Wisconsin was muy impressive last night against Nebraska, sweeping them in three and reminding everyone that the Big Ten in volleyball belongs to Wisconsin. They are really, really good. They are a well-constructed roster from young to old. They're a little bit older. But when you have two players that are 6'8 and 6'9 playing volleyball, not playing basketball in Madison, but are playing volleyball for one of the top teams in the country, and you roll in and you beat Nebraska, it was disappointing last night. I think there's no other way. Tip your cap to Wisconsin. That was a disappointing night for Nebraska volleyball. Just the way they played, they appeared tight. And they also reminded you of the early season Nebraska. So think about the Big Ten in volleyball is it's such a great conference. And it is such a grind. You don't have time to wallow and go, oh, man, look at the opportunity we missed. Because Nebraska goes on the road and they play on Saturday against Minnesota, who is currently number 11 in the country. I don't know, Josh, how much volleyball you watch surrounding the Big Ten. But why are there coaches that are very, very not likable in that conference? I'm sure other volleyball fans outside of Nebraska will say, well, John Cook is not likable. You have Rose at Penn State. You have Kelly Sheffield from Wisconsin. And then you have Hugh McCutcheon at Minnesota. A lot of bald-headed coaches and guys that are just, I don't know that you can like them. But that was you can like Kelly Sheffield's volleyball team last night. Wisconsin was pretty impressive. So we'll dive into that and the Nebraska-Purdue game when Jacob stops by coming up at 11. It is another weekend of the NFL, and it kicks off with a Thursday game that before COVID reminded us that it's still around in the NFL, this was going to be a huge matchup. Now, it still is a huge matchup because Aaron Rodgers is playing. Green Bay is at Arizona. 6-1 Green Bay, 7-0 Arizona. The last unbeaten in the NFL with Kyler Murray, right now the front runner to win the MVP. The guy that wears 12 and is wearing green might say, hello, maybe not so fast. Thankfully to Aaron Rodgers, this keeps this game interesting. We will dive into it, but it does have some fantasy implications because of the absence of Davante Adams and Alan Lazard. So Joe Bartle from RotoWire will stop by at 1, so make sure you get in your questions that you would like answered to help you out. There are some buys this week to navigate. But this is going to be a very upbeat fantasy football segment because Bishop Sycamore in the NRG Media League has their first victory of the year. And now my guys that were on buys are back, and I've already looked at the win probability against who I'm going against. 63-37. Bam! And if we blow the game, I might have to look at the trade deadline coming up on Tuesday. I might just have to I will put out the sign that says, I am for sale. Make me a deal. All right. We will talk a lot about the Nebraska-Purdue game and the weekend that is in college football, because the Big Ten is in the spotlight. Well, the Big Ten East with Michigan, Michigan State, and the Big Ten West with Iowa and Wisconsin. And James Franklin can't get away from the spotlight. Yesterday, he talked about loyalty, and then he talked about a lot of moving parts. So, what is it, James? We will discuss as we roll till 2. The numbers to always join in the conversation. The conversation that will surround the Nebraska-Purdue game, as it is Nebraska season on the line on Saturday at 2:30. It's their season that is on the line. It's a one-game season, and if you pass, you get to go on to the next one. You don't pass, glad I'm not on Big Red Overreaction. 951-1620, that is on the Lanaha Nurseries hotline. You can always email us into the Equitable Bank inbox, where they take banking personally. Gary at 1620thezone.com or Jay Odson at nrgmedia.com. I don't think I'm speaking out of turn. If you're trying to make a bowl game, when people are saying you're not going to be able to do it, come on. You're not going to be able to do it. You got to get one. It's Nebraska season on Saturday. Because go ahead and look at who's coming to town next week if you don't take care of business this week. So it is a season is on the line for Nebraska against Purdue. Is this group built to handle pressure? Handle what they are going to have to do. The JTech Construction Twitter feed always open as well at GarySharp1620 or the official Twitter handle of the show at GarySharpShow. Jacob Padilla joins us top of the hour. Fantasy football as well. And some good conversation, including when we return, we'll talk about last night, game 2 of the World Series. Unfortunately, we're fair and balanced. I believe that, and some one of our stations in this building is still a Fox station. So we got to be fair and balanced. We got to talk about the good in game 1 and the bad in game 2. But we have to talk about two games that essentially were over in the first couple of innings. Didn't it feel for you last night just painful? Max Fried had one bad inning, and then it was just a slog to the end where you knew it was coming.
Never felt like they were in it. More or less, you know, had a couple chances, but never felt like they were really coming back at all.
See, I thought game 1 was over in the first inning when Valdez struggled. The way that the Astros dinked and dunked and, you know, a slow death in that second inning last night. Once that happened, and Max Fried just had one bad inning, is the game was over. And now it's 1-1, and it turns into a best of 5. So we'll discuss when you return. 10:40. It's the Gary Sharp Show with Josh on this non-raining Thursday morning in Omaha, 1620 The Zone. All right, now that it's not raining, this would be a great opportunity. Of course, as you're listening to us, head over to Woodhouse Place Nissan, 144th and Giles. You're looking for that perfect car, truck, or SUV, new or pre-owned. Here's a great opportunity to put yourself behind a wheel of a vehicle that you will enjoy driving, and it makes you feel safe, and it's got great prices. Right now, as we're inching towards the end of 2021, Woodhouse Place Nissan has deals for you as they welcome in the 2022s. I've been talking about that Frontier. Ooh, that is going to be a hot seller regardless of make and model coming up in 2022. You can check out that vehicle and much more, not only in person, 144th and Giles. Don't forget, online, Woodhouse Place Nissan is the place to go. WoodhousePlaceNissan.com. You can fill out a credit application, value trade, see all the inventory, new and pre-owned, see all the pricing, work with a sales associate, and get the deal done and become a member of the Woodhouse Auto Family. Or we say, welcome back, Woodhouse Place Nissan, 144th and Giles, or online at WoodhousePlaceNissan.com.